Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Our text number where you can comment and give us compliments, piles and piles of them, is 800-400-3697.
We love them.
Compliments are the nice thing to do, right?
Yeah. Sure. Much kinder than the other stuff.
Right.
Just say, hey, enjoying the show today. A little, that's just like a little suggestion.
Right. I mean, you can say other stuff too, but, you know.
I'm watching the looking glass and Vinny looks really handsome today. Something like that. You know, that's a nice compliment.
Look who's here!
Oh my God. Who's here?
Who's Susan here?
Oh my God, Susan Larkin's here?
Our New York boss is here, everyone.
Hi! What a nice surprise.
Nice to see you.
My badge is disabled, by the way. I couldn't get up.
Nice to see you.
Did you know I was going to be here?
No, we didn't know. I just talked to you last week. You didn't say anything about being here.
I wanted to surprise you.
Well, it's a nice surprise. How long are you here for?
Like a
hot minute.
She's coming to get her crap and move to New York.
A hot minute. I have to get stuff. No, I'm here for a little bit at the stations, but then like literally just till like 1 o'clock.
Well, it is lovely to see you.
It's a quick trip.
Okay, yeah. So this is our boss that came in, took over.
Changed
we
the
were
whole
loving
world,
it.
Right.
We got to know her, and then in like a minute later she gets promoted to New York and leaves. So at the time, you were like, hey, I don't know. Are you loving New York? Tell us the truth.
I am, but I have to tell you, first of all, I feel better being here. I don't know what it is about
it's more
the Bay
awesome
Area.
Here. Come on.
No, I mean, first of all, it's raining there. The weather's been horrible. And I walk in here and like it's sunny. It's beautiful. Mm. I feel better. I felt great. I was
well,
so excited.
Well, there's your first clue where you should be.
I know, right? I know.
We miss you.
Yeah, I miss being here. I miss you guys a lot. It's definitely,
I heard,
you know,
some rumors.
Oh, yeah?
What's
that? That you're thinking of moving back and that they want you to move back and we want you to move back. Is that true?
It's not true.
You're up to your eyeballs in it. They're not letting you leave.
No, there's a lot going on, but there's so many wonderful. I mean, the good news is that you guys and this market, you're doing so well. Like, everything is going well.
You got the memo about how we need compliments.
Oh, yes. I did.
Give us another one.
Yeah, give us a few.
Give us a couple compliments.
I mean, you know, they are getting a little sick of me there in New York. And especially using your show as an example.
All right.
Like when we're talking
example
about.
Example of like what a good show sounds like.
Well, just engagement with listeners and success and working with advertisers and things like that. Mm. So, you know, they're like, when I was in San Francisco. And, you know, nobody wants to. Nobody.
Yeah. This is how we do it.
And nobody wants to hear that.
So they're already sick of us.
Nobody's this fun.
Are you see?
All right, I got another question.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, do you listen?
I got to let you do this show. I just like.
Be honest. Are you still listening to us from New York City?
I am, but I'm not listening as often because there's a lot of morning shows there, and there's a lot going on. And
well,
so
she was
telling
me how she's been walking to work, and so she's walking at 7 a.m., so we're not even on yet.
Yeah.
We don't come on till like 8:30 their time. So by the time our show starts, she's in her work day. That was the excuse she gave me anyway.
Well, I mean, I can listen to, I have listened to the podcast, so but I'm not listening to it live. But in the morning, you know, I'm obviously there is a time change and plus those, you know, those stations, there's a lot going on there.
They need some help is what you're saying. Give them more San Francisco references.
A little bit of
a little bit
of drama. Let me just say that. Oh. A little bit of drama.
What are the odds that you're going to be simulcasting our show out there somehow or.
Yeah, not.
We tried to talk to you about this last time you brought it up. The time doesn't work to send it there. We'd have to go there and
send it back here.
Exactly. That's
That's okay, we'll do it.
A little complicated. Listen, yeah, you guys own this city.
How long are you in town for?
I mean,
till 1 o'clock.
Well, I mean, I'm here at the station. I'm here for a little bit, and then I've got a meeting, and then I actually have to do some moving stuff this afternoon, and then I'm on a plane tomorrow morning.
What?
Mm. Yeah, I just got in yesterday, and I know wow. It's a quick. It wasn't what I was expecting, but I have stuff that COO Weezy's coming to New York tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Actually, she's in New York today. She's like, I'm going there and you're not going to be there. I'm like, look, I can't, you know, work my whole life around your schedule. No, but I do have to
Weezy.
Go there because we have stuff that we have to do there. And then I have to go to Minneapolis.
You're such a busy
Sunday
person. I'm exhausted just here.
What are you doing in Minneapolis?
We have some company meetings. And as a matter of fact, Greg and Kieran will be going as well. But,
oh, yeah. So the cats will be away this week. Thank you for telling us.
Well, they're only gone till Tuesday. So, like,
wait a minute. What day is that? We have a lunch with Greg
on
Thursday. Oh, yeah. We have a lunch with Greg on Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he'll be there.
He'll be here Thursday.
Yeah. It's Sunday through Tuesday.
He's going to spend his weekend in Minneapolis. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yes.
When are you going
to
come back again? When are you going to come back again?
Probably. Likely July.
Oh.
Yeah,
you
probably
have a lunch
not
with
in
us?
June.
Should we have a lunch with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we could schedule. Yeah.
You
matter of fact,
time.
Let's why don't we actually I'll plan an actual like trip, not a moving trip, a trip here
a
in
visit.
July, a visit, and then we can schedule a lunch.
Can you
let's schedule it on the air.
Can we?
Yeah, let's schedule it.
I mean, our listeners have nothing else to do.
Right,
but
they
to
just want to hear about our schedules.
Our inside conversation.
Sure.
Hey, on a side note, I just want to congratulate your incredible son on graduating from some prominent school and some
Both
PhD.
Her kids are wicked overachievers.
All right, stop.
What, you don't want compliments?
You don't want compliments?
No.
All right, give us a few more.
Give us a couple more compliments, then we'll let you go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, give us one.
You're so much nicer than everybody there.
What do the other people like to you? What do they do?
Oh, God.
Just give us a few examples. Just
because
it's
because you're
Here's what I would say. I would say, you know, there's a lot we had on our sports station there. We had a person who had left and retired, Mike Francesa, come back.
He's
and that,
a big deal.
Yeah,
there.
And there was a lot going on with the others at the station
who expected him to stay gone.
Yeah, exactly. And so it takes up a lot of time. There's a lot of
political maneuvering.
And expectation, and you know, so it's. It's just
so they're not a delight like we are.
You're not. They're not as
oh
much of a delight. Now I will say,
come on, Adele.
You guys probably know Scott Shannon, and he is amazing, like so great. And it's just really more the talk personalities that are a little bit.
God, those people.
Those people.
Huge.
They're not like. Well, and I mean, if you look at like, here's the thing: your ratings and the engagement you have with listeners, and how what a big important. Influential presence you are in this market, and then you're also really nice people. So sometimes it doesn't always work that way. They are. It's not that they're not nice.
You just said it. They're not nice. I can't believe you just said that on the air.
There's so much.
Yeah, we can't edit this part out, Susan.
I just want to say
so much.
She's
going to
start crying.
It is so beautiful to hear these compliments.
Agreed.
You have no idea what
Susan
this means
Larkin,
to us.
You're like
a
sunbeam.
Best.
You are a sunbeam. You are a rainbow. You are a ray of sunshine.
Double rainbow all the
there
way across
no
the sky.
There are no clouds at this moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
By the way,
yes.
Vaughn, did you see me yesterday at Target in Marin?
Oh, turn on your mic.
No.
Does he have
She's
a mic?
Saying, okay. He's saying no.
Okay, I saw you yesterday. So I haven't driven my car. So I needed to. I got in late yesterday afternoon. And
you immediately took it over the Golden Gate Bridge.
And I did. And I'm not even kidding because I was like, it's a beautiful day. I have to get some supplies from Target to clean and stuff like that in my apartment. And so I said, I'm driving across the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm going to enjoy this weather. So I go, like, who do I expect? I want to surprise you guys. I'm walking through Target and I see Vaughn and I literally turn the other way. I'm like, I can't say hi. I just wanted a surprise. But you didn't see me, did you?
He says no.
He says no.
But you were there yesterday afternoon.
Oh
right?
My God.
Yeah.
He
isn't
was
that,
there.
Isn't that crazy?
He's funny. Nodding.
Isn't that crazy?
That
he
is
was
crazy.
There and I was like, keep walking. Don't say anything.
Well, I'm sure he didn't expect to see
blown.
You. So.
That girl kind of looks like Susan Larkin.
I have another question.
Oh, boy.
So since you're listening to the podcast, do you miss the sound effects and the sounds and do you want to put them back in?
Because they're not in the podcast.
Oh.
Third-party audio. This stuff, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Listen, I can't comment on that. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you going to fly back for any of the Warriors games since we have a suite?
Probably not.
Oh. Man, you're that busy, huh?
Well, no. I mean, honestly, I have to go to... I'm going to Minneapolis, and then I get back, and then... our CEO is coming for some meetings in New York, and then right after that, I have to go to Philadelphia for a few days, and so that takes me until mid June.
Oh, damn.
So I don't know how I'm going to get out here.
Do you fly first class everywhere you go?
No. Well, I fly if I get upgraded because I fly a lot, so I do get upgraded.
I'm actually shocked that you clean your own place.
Yeah, why do you do that?
Oh, that's what
I'm shocked.
Time.
That caught me because I have to do my own place too, and I'm like. Well, every time I'm doing it, I'm like, Hooman wouldn't be doing this.
Hell no.
I'm cleaning my own bathroom around here. What is this?
So I didn't. It's just been me here. So I never got around to actually having somebody help me. And then I realized I don't really get it that dirty.
Yeah.
So I can just clean it. But I will say I found an apartment in New York. And when I was looking at the apartment, there was cleaning person there, and she had worked for this. It was a photographer that was renting the place before me, and she'd worked for her for years. And her name's Magdalena. And I was like, Magdalena, are you available? And she was. And so that's a done deal.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a done deal.
You did
but
it.
I don't mind cleaning. It's just the time. It's the time thing. Yeah.
She found an apartment a block from the stations.
It's like two blocks.
Is that
it's
nice.
Like two blocks.
Is that too close?
No.
Why would it be too close?
Well, because
I'm there all the time.
You never you never stop working.
So
she never stops.
Is that
working.
Okay?
She loves it.
Don't you want to?
I love it. I love work. Are you kidding? That's my hobby.
Are you able to sleep on the planes?
No. Well, I shouldn't say no. I could take like a little cat nap here and there, but
and you wake up with a crick in your neck and spit running down the side of your face. Yeah.
Plus, you just never know like who's next to you. Like, I don't want to be that person who's nodding off and whose head is, you know. But I will tell you, there was a woman sitting next to me and she had one of those neck pillows and it was like a stuffed dog. Like it had a little beagle head on it. Mm-hmm. It was really like cute.
Do you?
Tales from the Road with Susan Larkin. All right, Susan.
I got one more question.
For God's sake, the poor woman.
No,
just
you got a show. Like, no,
yeah, we're in
this
the
is the show.
Are you sure?
Do you ever get recognized?
Everybody's tuning out.
You ever get recognized by DJs in the parts of the country and they throw their resumes at you saying hire me?
I have people yeah.
Oh, just like walking around the airport and stuff like that?
No, of course. Oh. Nobody recognizes me like that.
I don't know.
You don't know who I am.
People following you with sheets.
No, there's
paper.
Lots of people that send me resumes though.
No, I know. I just thought randomly, you know.
Yeah, no.
Okay. I have to send my resume later after we get fired for this segment.
All right. It was great. Great talking to you.
Good to see you, Susan.
Great to see you.
Have a great, really fast trip.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, Vin, I don't know if you mentioned it, but the Warriors are the home team because they were the higher seed left in the playoffs.
Ah.
So this Thursday in Oakland, 6 p.m. game time.
Day after
Warriors
tomorrow.
Versus the Cavs. Gen Z also depends on parents. I'm a huge reader, and so my kid likes to read paper books and loves notebooks. She does watch YouTube more than TV, though.
Yeah. YouTube is the thing.
It's a trip, though, the changing preferences and watching things we take for granted really right. are just going to go poof.
Poof.
The Ralph Lauren shop in Stanford is closed now.
Oh. Well, that's too bad. Sorry, Ralph Lauren.
Also going away is paper money.
No.
Everything is PayPal now.
Paper money's the best.
You know, I was actually thinking about that over the weekend. Like, it's really nice to just use cash places because you know, Like, especially at Bottle Rock. Not that, look, that's a very nice high-end festival, whatever. But everyone's using those iPads and sliding the things through these little... I just always feel like, you know, if there's any place that your number's going to get jacked, seems like it could be there. So I just, you know... I guess if you lose your cash, you've lost it. But it's... Still, I felt good about having cash on me. Let's do some cash transactions here. Untrackable.
Well, when you go pay at those lots... You know, remember Vinny was saying I didn't have cash to park in a lot? You have to use cash for those, right? Yeah.
Some of them, for sure. Mm. Yeah, that was, in, I think, San Jose, right?
Yeah.
I've seen 40 or 50 shows in my life or more, and Lenny Kravitz back in 1994 is still the most incredible show I've seen in terms of live performance.
Funny.
I think that's around the time I saw him. I've seen him a couple times, but this was like...
He's pretty captivating.
Dreads to the back of his butt days. Man, that guy just... I don't know, and he also, he seems to have a song for every genre. There's like reggae and rock and
kind of
slow stuff.
And, right, and then this new one is like super like weird soul disco. It's really good. Fly away, to get away. I like Let Love Rule. That's my favorite song by him.
That's the first album.
That's I love that song. And I think I Built This Garden for Us is another one. I love that tune, too. I think those are both on
the
that first
two albums are actually great. Mama Said is the second album.
I like I Belong to You.
I don't know that one. Or maybe I do. I don't know. I was just... This Garden for Us...
781 says, sorry, human. The fall of Star Wars is laid at Kathy Kennedy's feet. The last two main Star Wars films proved anything. It's that there is no coherent story arc for this trilogy. That is just unbelievably incompetent handling of the franchise.
Oh, no.
So incompetent.
Listen, Kathy's career is pretty remarkable. I hope she ends on a high note.
Well, doesn't sound like she's
Do you think she cares about listener feedback?
Probably not. She just looks at her bank account and goes, oh, well.
These things happen.
Yeah.
Kennedy is bad. Four fired directors, movies canceled, and The Last Jedi was a mess. She's gotta go.
Oh, no.
She's gotta go.
Man,
she's gotta go.
And
is you, away.
Anyone give her a compliment? Anyone?
No, get Susan back in here for a compliment.
Susan will compliment her? Really?
Those compliments from her were the best.
You love her.
Like, I will say, for the record, I miss her so much.
I know you do. Well, she,
we
you
all
know.
Do.
Oh,
I know, guys. We all do.
We're all
we
all do.
Nemitz is like, what am I?
Chopped liver over here.
Well, I'm taking you to lunch this Thursday. What more do you
do
want
you
from me?
Do you think Nemitz listens to us?
Yeah.
Greg Nemitz, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Greg's a fan. Greg is great. Don't give Greg any crap. We're going
to
lunch with
him
on Thursday.
I'm not giving him anything. I'm just asking if he listens.
He does. He likes us.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to say goodbye in just a sec.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yay to Susan Larkin. It was great to have her come by. What a great show. We got to skip Monday and Susan Larkin came in. It's like...
it's a present.
Yeah, it's just like a gift. Mm-hmm. That keeps
it
on giving.
It is. Did you feel like especially good driving in this morning? I don't know. I had a great weekend.
Yeah, well,
He
got a good night's sleep last night is what happened.
Good.
I got rest. I feel good. It's sunny out.
What was cool is when
beautiful.
We came in, Sarah and I turned off the office lights to take a look at the Salesforce Tower, and the sun was kind of up already at 5:30
in the
morning.
It was bright by the time I got to the city this morning.
It was incredible. And
that was
nice. We can see the reflection in that window, too, so when it's pitch black out, we'll be able to see it.
I was looking at the lights, though, and couldn't figure out what the hell that was trying to be.
Oh, what I saw on the way in, we're talking about the Salesforce Tower, the 130 feet of it or so are an art installation. So it was like a yellow background and silhouetted people doing like yoga and gymnastics.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
But was that the same thing that you saw?
I don't know.
I think they changed it up a lot. I saw one that just looked like traffic. Well, I know. It was like a whole, I'm like,
maybe
why
I should
are they
look
showing
when I'm not driving.
I was actually thinking that as I was, because I went real slow down battery because you can see it the whole way. Mm-hmm. I was like, I am not paying attention to my driving at all. I mean, there's no one around. It's 4 a.m, but people.
Yeah, but someone could pop in the street.
Sure, someone could be trying to cross the street.
Homeless guy.
Guys live on the curbs all over the city.
Well, they're not walking at that hour, but during the day, I guess no one sees it during the day because it's not on.
Right.
Oh, so it. I'm going to look on the way out.
I don't think they're running it during the day.
Okay.
You
well,
won't be
it was,
able to see it.
But I know. Well, that's what I'm saying, though. It was on. It was daylight when I at 5:30 this morning. Mm. As I pulled into this
it's so
building,
nice.
Yeah. It was daylight.
So like June 20th or thereabouts is the longest day. So mm-hmm. It's going to get even lighter. I love it. It makes you feel almost normal. Like you get up at a normal time, like when the sun is coming
up. Oh, yeah.
Up.
It's so normal as I'm climbing into bed last night and it's daylight.
Right. I know. That does suck. It's like, get your light blocking curtains up. All right, enough
We're
about
still
us.
Still here.
It's all about you. Stay here because Jane, not only are we doing the $1,000 every hour, but Jane also has your chance to win a trip to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, where you get to stay in a beach house, and Bono and the Edge are going to drop by for a little
That's
performance.
Amazing.
It is. So you'll hear two U2 songs in a row. When you hear the second one start, you'll be like, oh my God, I got to go. Be calling 97 and you're qualified. Have a great day. Keep it on Alice all day. And we'll see you on Hope Day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.